morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. As we come down to the wire in getting an industrial hemp crop in the ground, waiting for the green light from state lawmakers, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur says permission to plant is imminent. She talked with us yesterday at the state capitol.
You know, it certainly has been a very busy session for us at the Department of Agriculture and for all of our ag groups who spend time here at the Capitol. Lots of good things, we believe, have gone through the process, and very glad that Governor Stitt has signed a lot of those bills that are very important to us, both at the department and to the ag community here in Oklahoma. One that we still have in process is what we refer to as a trailer bill in regards to industrial hemp, and that's addressing some verbiage issues for the pilot program. And so earlier in the session, we had the language that was passed through both the Senate and the House and signed by the governor, which will help folks for next year's growing season in 2020. So that's addressing the 2018 Farm Bill. But the piece of legislation that we still have moving would be addressing our pilot program, which is the 2014 Farm Bill, and some concerns about the way that was worded originally with some concerns from USDA. So we got verbiage to address those concerns. That bill came out of conference committee yesterday here at the state capitol, hopefully looking to see that heard on the floor and continue to move through the process so that if our growers here in Oklahoma want to plant industrial hemp through the pilot program, that they'll be in good shape and we have addressed some of those concerns with FSA.
So essentially all we're waiting on is for this to get to the governor's desk. And as soon as he signs that with that emergency clause on there, this thing will be complete. It'll be on the books.
That is correct. So we're working collectively to kind of shepherd it through the process and hopefully get it to the governor's desk. And then it will go into effect and farmers can do the work that they need to do.
And this is going to be in time, hopefully, for farmers to get that crop in the ground. I know there were some concerns about that time frame there.
We certainly hope so. This is planting time. You know, that's a new thing that we're all learning about, is it's a crop that not a lot of us have grown here in Oklahoma. So we're certainly very familiar with other planting times for more familiar crops like cotton and wheat here in the state of Oklahoma. But this is about the time that folks are wanting to plant the industrial hemp. And we certainly all know we've gotten a lot more rain than we typically do, which I think more rain is better than no rain. But that has delayed some things. So we're hoping with getting this through the process and still giving folks time to go ahead and hit this year's planting season for industrial hemp.
You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.